Hi, 96 through the Blaze.
What's up? This is Mitch from Suicide Town.
Dude, what is cracking?
What's going on?
You sound like you just swallowed something large and in charge.
I definitely didn't swallow it, but it came from down there.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good, man. Just sitting here waiting to play another day on the Spud Van Tour.
Are you guys having a good time? Are you freaking out? What's up?
It's been good. I mean, there's been lots and lots and lots of drunk f***ing fun, but it's also been an amazing tour. Good shows every day, so no complaints in our camp.
Has Zach Wilde put you through the ringer as far as drinking, or did you guys bring that on your own?
Do it on our own, man. But there's definitely been a lot of other f***ing people influencing it heavily.
Yeah, you're not going to put the blame on anybody else. He's like,
we won't call names out, but it's been good. Like,
it was all me. So first of all, I just want to say congratulations on Revolver totally f***ing your guys' for the past year. You guys got a double cover on the last issue. You guys rocked it at the Golden Gods Award. And just a side note, we're now Revolver Brothers because I got an article in the last issue on your guys' issue. So, radio hug.
No, honestly, Revolver is an amazing magazine, especially for the industry that we're in. It's the biggest f***ing privilege for us, like an honor for us to just be even close enough to be on the cover of that magazine. It was huge for us, and that magazine does tons of stuff for every type of heavy metal band. So it's definitely, without them, it wouldn't be us. Without us, it wouldn't be them. I don't know. Who knows? It's an amazing magazine. I'm just glad they're doing what they do.
They've definitely, they've definitely helped you guys out leaps and bounds. I mean, whether you guys had a little start with MySpace to get the word out, but as soon as Revolver got a hold of you guys, it seemed like every week there was something else about what you were doing, the latest album, where you were touring, and then step by step, you could kind of see their influence, which I thought was just totally badass. It really helped to get the word out about your band, which...
Yeah, they're amazing people up down at the office, too. Like, everything, it couldn't be a better relationship, I guess.
So you guys are, where are you guys at tonight?
Somewhere in New York. let me check here. I gotta look at a piece of paper. Big Flats, New York, the summer stage.
Sounds like you guys are gonna get raped.
Oh, possibly. Most likely not, though.
No, we've been trying that game since we started this damn tour. So, you guys are in New York. You're gonna travel over this way I gotta ask, have you ever been through Montana at all?
Honestly, if we have, I don't remember. We're coming. Who cares?
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. I honestly, we can't wait. The latest album, insane, and it's definitely we're not backwoods by any means. But the whole grindcore, deathcore, metalcore scene isn't nowhere near as big in this part of the state or this part of America, I guess, is it in other places? Where is the best, I guess, review from the fans that you guys have gotten from your music? Was it your hometown, or was it, I mean, somewhere across?
Honestly, anywhere that there's metalheads, or just a heavy metal band, and being a heavy metal band, you can just kind of play and do whatever you want. And honestly, from East Coast to West Coast, everywhere in between, I don't think we can, if we headline, it's not like it's a bad show. It's always fucking fun. We're always playing for new people, so. But yeah, we have handfuls of good places that are just we love to play because they're always good shows. It's hometown's always good, and you can't go wrong with hometown.
Is there any place, like you said, your hometown always gives you a great review, obviously. Is there any place that you've showed up, I mean, from start to finish, that just said, absolutely no, get this damn band off my fucking stage?
Never.
Not one time.
Never,
that's awesome. No. That's fucking awesome. That's what I like to hear, because it is...
We don't just go up there and play songs. We go up there and go absolutely out of our fucking minds and put on the best show to our ability every night, because everyone pays the same fucking ticket price, so everyone deserves to be able to see the same amazing show, no matter if there's 500 kids or 5,000 kids. No matter how many are there, you need to put on the best possible fucking show for them, because everyone has to pay to see you play, so it's like... It's only fair to give everybody the equal opportunity to see an amazing show.
That's what I fucking heard about Mayhem Festival last year when you guys showed up. Every fucking band on there was absolutely awesome. But then when people that didn't know about Suicide Silence or hadn't been to a Suicide Silence show went up there, it was just like you had to wear a mask because your face was going to get melted. It was the most insane shit that they couldn't explain. It's just one of those things. It's just like, I saw Jesus. You have to see it for yourself. It's just like watching
it. Everyone too. Every interview I do, it's like you just have to see it to believe it. It's like if you like listening to music and a band standing on stage and playing their record.